Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, international speaker, certified seminar leader, and practitioner for the Silva Method and the Prime Directive and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, the law of attraction and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I'm here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe that you've been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. This is a safe haven for discussion. We will entertain questions and ideas that will really open up your world. The thoughts and words and ideas expressed on this show are those of my guests or myself. We do not represent any organization. So please call in at 347-838-8437 when we are on air to ask any questions. Or email me at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's beverly@commandingyourlife.com. This information is in the description of this episode online. So again, welcome and thank you for spending your time with us, and let's start our program.
And yes, let's get started. Good morning, good morning. This is another beautiful sunny day here in wonderful Texas. I hope it is just as beautiful wherever you are. You know, this is, it's a very interesting day. Today is Columbus Day, I think. It's a holiday. And I started to take the holiday, and then I said, no. In fact, let me tell you, my insides, my intuition, I was just being not prodded to say, go ahead, don't take the holiday for yourselves. And then I went, what are you going to talk about? What is it that has been on your mind for any length of time? And as always, I go into prayer and ask, what is the topic for this week? Be good for those who are listening to me. And a lot of times, you know, when I have been teaching and, you know, I was a computer software instructor, and I'd ask the question, well, what in this information would be most beneficial to my students? And so I also asked the question for you, you know, what would be most beneficial for those who are listening to me? And this subject has come up, and it is the subject of grace. And I want to tell you, this subject of grace, many times it elicited fear inside of me, a feeling of fear, a feeling of not deserving, a feeling of unworthiness, a feeling of why should I have this thing called grace? And what I realized here recently in a study is that I didn't understand what grace was. You know, and some people said, oh, she's a girl I knew when I was growing up. Well, yeah, there was a lady called Miss Grace when growing up. And when I think about it, she was the epitome of grace. But before I get started with this conversation, I would like to say thank you to my listeners from around the world and my on-air family at PositivePower21.org. I want to thank all of you who are new and listening for the first time. Welcome. As my intro says, I explore all kinds of things, and I want to expand your world. My job is not to convince you of anything. My job is to inform. My job is to teach you how to bring into your life the things that you desire, how to use what we have been given, and that we have been given a couple of things. We have been given laws, physical laws, that we can use, like gravity and electricity and, you know, how things stay solid or, you know, chemical reactions and so on. But we've also been given a law of request. Otherwise, most people call it the law of attraction. And this is, in a sense, a law because whether you believe in it or not, it affects you just like gravity affects you, unless you know somebody that can float when they get ready and they can defy the law of gravity. When we ask, it is given. But many times people found that they think that it isn't given. And I ask, how did you ask? What did you do? What is your thinking? And so today I'm going to talk about this thing called grace. But first, we're going to do our normal calming for the week. We're going to close our eyes. If you're driving a car, keep your eyes open. You can do this with your eyes open. If you're operating a piece of machinery, please stop. So I guess that's the car too. Pull over. And just relax. I want you to take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in and out. And I want you to realize and recognize that there is a power and presence in the universe that we refer to as God. We refer to as the Most High. We refer to as universe itself, because we must recognize that this power and presence is in all things, all around us, surrounding us, within us, in every cell of our body, in every organ of our body. This power and presence is part of this. When they speak of the kingdom of God, it is inside you as a part of you. You don't have to go anywhere outside. And so we recognize this power. We set our intention for the week, and we ask that our requests be answered, that our desire to be the best that we can be, and to exhibit this thing called grace ourselves. Set our intention to be non-judgmental of those around us. If we love ourselves, and we are told to love ourselves, because when you love God, who is part of you, you love yourself. So if you say you love God, you love yourself, because God is part of you and inside of you. And if you have that love, when you look at a fellow human being, you are looking at an expression of God in the flesh. And love that person. Care for that person. Be non-judgmental of that person, because you never know what their life is like at this moment or has been in the past, or what they have been through, or what they're going through. Exhibit grace. We ask that we begin to exhibit grace in our lives and fully embrace this idea of grace, better understanding of what it is in our life and how we can demonstrate it all around us and through us and with those that we interact with from this day forward. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And we release it into the law and we release it out and fully expect it to come back. We live in expectation. It is done. It is so. All right. Good. Again, for those of you who are new, I don't start my program with a lot of upbeat music and everything because you get that all the time. There's a time to be peaceful. There is a time to reflect. There is a time for listening for the voice of God. So I'm looking at a number of things as far as grace is concerned, and there's a thought leader from, I'll say, many years ago, and normally I go through, but like I said, all of a sudden this idea of talking about faith is came with earlier today. Now, there's a gentleman by the name of Joel F. Goldsmith, and he had the message of the infinite way, and he's back in the early 1950s. As I've said many times, I start researching with not the thought leaders of today. I want old minds, not old minds as in old, but old minds and those who established ways of thinking and did exploration. And Joel Olstead, he was born in 1892. And died in 1964, all right? And this is something he said about grace. He said, grace is not something that is given to us or withheld from us. Now, based on what I was telling you earlier, that's a very important concept. It's not something that is given to us or withheld by us. Grace is a state of being which comes into active expression the moment consciousness has been purified. Just as the law of gravity comes into operation when an object is dropped, the law of gravity is always present and in operation, but nothing happens until an object is released. Or I'll just interject here that, hey, as we walk, we are on the ground. When astronauts go into space, they have to have magnetic boots to hold them to the vehicle, otherwise they would float. And let me continue with Joel. Divine grace is forever present in our consciousness, but it cannot operate. That is, it cannot manifest or express. Now, listen to this. In the presence of fear or hate. In the presence of fear or hate, it cannot exist. It cannot exist side by side with the belief of a selfhood apart from God or an activity or substance or law apart from good. So divine grace is forever present. It's there. It just is part of it. You know, some people might describe grace as a physical experience, you know, as in a feeling of lightness or sweetness or fullness or just a feeling of being blessed. We look at it and we want to say, well, how does it look? I mean, how do we know this thing grace? You know, some people, they might experience it with it working in our lives. And you go, well, what do you mean? You know, working in your life. Well, there's a phrase that most of you know, and it was basically let go, let God. Right? Are able to surrender, right, our need to control. Sometimes we just have to release. Sometimes we just have to say, it's going to be. And that brings me in mind of a story I heard. And it's not a story. I mean, this really happened. There was a nun who was part of an orphanage. She ran the orphanage. And it was getting to be around Halloween time. They were trying to figure out some things for the children. And they got everything for the children, except they didn't have candy. And they didn't have money to buy candy. And so the nun just said a prayer and was sitting in her office. And the, and you know, I guess the head nun is called the mother of the convent or the organization, but she was in her office, and the other nuns would come in and say, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to do? The children are going to be put in disappointment. She says, don't worry. It'll be here. And they check, you know, another day, and she says, don't worry. We'll have it. But what are you doing? I'm trusting. And they were looking at her like, really? Trusting? But see, she was demonstrating her trust and her faith. And she was surrendering the outcome of how those children would be. Would there be candy? She had no doubt. She had no doubt at all. On an afternoon, there came a knock at the door. And this man came in, and he had a dolly with candy. And he said, I have no idea that this is candy that is not going to be used. In fact, it's just going to be destroyed because it was. And as I was driving by here, I was directed. I had this urge. I almost drove by saying, no, you're not going to go there. But I had to. So here's your, can you use this candy? Can you make use of it? And the mother said, yes, I can, and thank you. And I thank God. I've been expecting you. This is living in grace and in expectation and total surrender. Just as when we ask, fully expect to receive. Living in grace is being open. We become open to possibilities. We can center ourselves and our life and where we are, and we give up our attachment to how something is going to turn out. We witness the process. I've witnessed the process so many times. When I have gone into meditative prayer and asked for what I desired and had it show up. I mean, actually show up. It was just amazing. I mean, truly, truly amazing. But we can sit back and just watch, simply watch of life and begin to see patterns. And we begin to understand that there is a grander scheme. We begin to understand that things, I keep saying things happen, but let me tell you a story about grace. I was doing a book signing. There were several of us authors at this program, this expo. And I was sitting there, and I was sitting next to a young lady. And it was with the release of my first book, Christianity, the Law of Attraction, and the One Command. And I had spoken on stage and talked about the book, and she happened to be in the audience at the time. And I got this thought, why don't you gift her a book? And let me tell you, that was a struggle inside because I had made this trip all the way up to Pennsylvania and it wasn't as lucrative as I had thought it would be, you know. And I say lucrative because, you know, we're all, when we write books and give speeches and talks, you know, we do want to be paid. And gift her a book. And I'm struggling inside. Gift her a book? Why did you get this? Why are you telling me to gift her a book? And I don't fight it when these thoughts come to me. And I recommend you don't fight it when those thoughts that you know are coming from the divine, you don't fight it. You just do it. And I gave her the book. I said, I'm going to gift you a book. And she looked at me and said, really? And tears came to her eyes. And I went, huh? You know, to myself. I said out loud, I said, are you okay? I mean, what's wrong? I hope, you know. And she said, I was sitting here and I want a copy of your book. I wanted a copy of your book. And I was just praying, Lord, is there some way I can get her book? I know that it is a book I need to read. And I, the chill that hit my body, and I said, this is an example of grace. This is the example of asking and it going up, you know, into the field of possibilities and being redirected down to me to say, gift her a book. I signed it, and she was like, happy camper. She said, you know, I'll gift you one of mine. I said, no, that wasn't what this was about. I'll buy one of yours. I was supposed to gift you that book because you asked. And you ask with the expectation of receiving. You've got a piece of the book already inside of you. And that piece of knowledge, grace. You watch and see the patterns in your life and the way things just show up and do. And you begin to surrender even more deeply. You begin to think of the cause and the effect. The cause is your thought and your thought patterns and what you desire and what you send out in your speech and in your thoughts, because you are praying all day long. Whether you are on your knees or sitting in your chair, whether you're behind the wheel of the car or bouncing a basketball or running or at the gym or sitting in the office or in a meeting, your thoughts are always continually going out with requests. And those requests are answered based on what you believe. Great. Align yourself with the highest and greatest possibility in your life. Fill your mind with goodness and sing praises to the ability of disgrace being in your life. John 1:16 says, out of his fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given. I mean, it is just there. John 1:14, so going backwards, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace, because he demonstrated grace. He was non-judgmental, full of grace and truth. So living and thinking in grace, when we simply believe, when we simply allow this feeling of goodness and lightness and sweetness, right, and fullness and confidence in the assurance that we are blessed. And that as we go out, we live and act with grace to those around us. Events happen effortlessly. When we live in grace, old angers and resentments disappear. Things go smoothly. So just surrender. Surrender your old ways. And embrace the goodness in your heart and your mind. And just allow yourself to feel this feeling of assuredness and confidence that that which you ask for will be given to you. Thank you for joining me today. And I hope to see you or have you listen to me next week.
Thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup.commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silva Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, as you have believed, let it be done to you. And it is so.